Exclusive: Uvalde Police Officers Receiving Death Threats After Texas School Shooting. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on May 27, 2022. Multiple law enforcement sources from separate agencies tell Breitbart, Texas that Uvalde area police officers are receiving death threats following the Robb Elementary School shooting that left 21 people dead. Officers from separate, highly placed law enforcement agencies report that officers are receiving death threats as news media stoked the narrative that first responders waited too long to engage the Robb Elementary School shooter. Police continue the process of investigating and reporting the timeline of events throughout the campus. In the absence of a formal release of all the details, many media outlets may be fueling the threats, one source argues. The threats put officers and their families' lives at risk, one source told Breitbart. The threats also distract officers from their investigative and typical duties. Several law enforcement officers who responded to the shooting were parents of students at the school, other sources stated. One officer's child did not survive while the parent was unable to make entry. Our officers had their own children in the building, one of whom was killed, a local law enforcement official stated. We wanted to end this as badly as anyone else. To think that we would stand around and let children die by choice is unconscionable for our officers right now during their time of mourning. One senior law enforcement source in Uvalde confirmed that the threats had been received by multiple law enforcement agencies who participated in the response to the shooting. The investigation has not been completed and there are many facts that have not been released that will provide clarification to questions the community may have. The guessing by uninvolved parties is frustrating and may be prompting these threats, one law enforcement source told Breitbart, Texas. Multiple law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart, Texas that part of the delay in stopping the barricaded elementary school shooter hinged on a deadly mix of the shooter's defensive tactics and the lack of needed tactical gear. Specifically, officers lacked the ballistic shield needed to enter the classroom with the barricaded shooter. Attempting to breach the door without a ballistic shield would have resulted in certain death for the officers and provides the shooter with the officers' weapons and ammunition. There is also the possibility that the shooter could have taken communications gear off of the officers' bodies, thereby giving the shooter the ability to listen in real time on police response plans. Even with the shield, as reported by Breitbart, Texas, one of the Border Patrol agents who rushed the shooter still suffered a grazing gunshot wound to the head. The law enforcement team did not wait for personal body armor before breaching. If the subject can effectively take out an officer, he gains one more weapon, more loaded magazines, and law enforcement communications are instantly compromised, allowing the suspect to know what the next plan of attack is, one source explained. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart, Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart, Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.